This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And we appreciate you joining us today. We have a question from our loyal listeners. Betty from Washington, D.C. writes, Dear Jim and Randall, do you think that marriage mediation is a better alternative to divorce court?
Well, I think it's, yes. I have reservations about mediation and arbitration, things like that. But when it does come to matrimonial matters, I am one who, I do not think that the adversarial system is really geared for what is basically a social problem. And so I think mediation is a great idea, even if you're in court. Mediate, and if you can mediate, you can settle it on the basis of the mediation.
Right.
Mediation is not always, it's not binding. It's suggestive, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's intended to effect a settlement of a dispute short of going through the whole process of a trial, etc.
And certainly emotionally, that should be a little...
Well, emotions run very high, of course.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Betty, take that advice. So we do agree with you. Try the mediation first. Darlene from Minneapolis writes, Dear Jim and Randall, I am not happy with the results of my breast augmentation. Can I sue my plastic surgeon?
Well, you can sue a doctor only if he's committed malpractice, which is medical negligence. Now, in your breast augmentation, you know, a bad result is not necessarily the result of negligence.
Okay.
You have to start with the material you start with.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Well, don't you think
you
we need to see the evidence in this case?
Well, we said to, yes, well, can you send in the evidence for us? I mean, it could be, you say you're not satisfied with the breast augmentation. Did he over-augment him?
Did he
under-augment him? Did he over-augment one and under-augment the other?
Did he do it at Firestone where they have an alignment?
Well,
are they aligned?
Are they aligned?
Yes.
Right. And if you fall over when you lean forward,
that's not good.
No. So, you know, unless he's done something wrong, I think we think that every time there's a medical mistake, you can sue your doctor. Well, that's not so. You know, there are bad results that happen from perfectly legitimate, well-performed procedures. I don't know that they can guarantee the results.
Right.
People die on operating tables. Infection sets in from time to time. It's not always the doctor's fault. Very seldom the doctor's fault.
So if this is just a cosmetic situation in which she feels they aren't as large as perhaps she wanted or the right, the right shape or something,
right.
Then it would be a little harder. All right. Well, Darlene, this is a sticky question.
It is.
It's one we don't really want to touch.
Did you make that one lower or higher? Yeah, that was we studied augmentation
in
the University of Heidelberg.
And
we have a special department there for breast augmentation.
They do?
Yeah.
Ah.
And Professor Schnitzelgammer. He's very well known for, but he only has one eye, and sometimes that throws him out of line. Because he doesn't see them the way they're supposed to be seen. See, if he got the left eye looking at the right breast, he'll in trouble. Anyway.
How did you practice law for 50 years, and you were never arrested? I'm amazed. You might be arrested on this show.
That's all I could do is practice. I could never do the real thing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, he needs a little break here again. I got to throw a little more water on him and towel him off. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We're going to take a very short intermission and come right back with a couple more questions.